For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Allison, welcome to Frito and Katie.
Oh, thank you, guys. I really need some help with something, and I'm here because I feel really inspired by all the ladies that have been messaging in.
Okay.
Yeah, wouldn't be here otherwise. So I just kind of thought, like, before, it was just some sort of lifeline that sad, pathetic guys use.
Her words. Not ours. Well.
It takes all kinds, Allison. So by this, you mean you need help with your friend Ken.
From the email, y'all started off as friends. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And, you know, that's what makes everything even more annoying. I think because we actually met through friends, and I'm super close still with my little high school group of girlfriends.
Oh, cool.
Shout out to MacArthur High, y'all.
All right.
I say Mac. You say Arthur. Mac.
Arthur.
Come on, y'all. Go Brahmas?
Yes.
Go Brahmas.
Absolutely.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, one of my friends works with one of his friends, and long story short, they're all coupled up. So we were the last of the single friends, and they actually thought we'd hit it off.
Okay.
And we did. But it took some time, you know, it started off slow. It was definitely more friend zone in the beginning. Like, don't get me wrong, he's definitely my type, but I'm just not a huge fan of setups in general. So
too much pressure.
It really made me resent the whole idea.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So much pressure.
Yeah.
So wrong. So when I finally just let it happen, it was amazing. So we've known each other probably like a year or so, and we've been out a lot before. Well, before like all of this happened. And I mean,
sure,
going out together on real dates, actual dates, to the point where I even stayed at his house a few times.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. That makes it worse.
Yeah.
The sting of rejection. It's magnified in this sort of scenario.
Yeah, no, I think we're all on the same page here. But as to all of this, is there something in particular that might have, you know, triggered the behavior? Like, what do you think the problem is here?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you ask, because my friends and I were going through the questions of like, what are you going to ask him and whatever. And I don't buy this for a single second, but they were all convinced that I basically jumped the relationship gun because...
Oh.
I posted some pictures of us on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what kind?
Sounds bad. You know, the pictures were not over the top or coupley or anything like that.
Okay, you're like making out.
No, not at all. And
okay.
Nowhere on there do I say that we're dating. But
right.
I guess as an outsider, I could see how you might get that vibe.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Sure, it's obvious, like, I'm into the guy, sue me, but... Then, I don't know, maybe he agreed with what they were all saying, because all I know is the next time I see him, he wants absolutely nothing to do with me.
Mm.
And now things are just really different, and I barely even hear from him anymore.
Got it. Jeez. Got it. So your friends, they're afraid you got too serious too fast, and you scared him off, essentially.
Yeah, basically. On the one hand, I will say it might look weird to have, like, your family commenting on how cute a guy is on your feed, and I know guys can get a little jittery about that.
They
but
can.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't have done it otherwise. Things were definitely heading down that road anyway. It felt like it was inevitable, and I know the feeling was mutual, so if I did get ahead of myself, it wasn't by much. So to me, the whole argument just seems dumb.
Well, look, let's get him on the line, see if we can get him to shed some light on this. There's got to be something else going on. We'll get Ken on the phone, talk to him next with Frito and Katie.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
I really liked Allison.
Oh, yeah, she's sweet.
She was fun.
Yeah, totally.
Local, obviously.
Yeah. Loves her MacArthur.
So she went out with Ken multiple times. They've known each other for a while and started out as friends. So met through friends of friends, became friends, now trying to to get to be a little more than that. Mm-hmm. But suddenly, Ken's pumped the brakes and she has no idea why. So let's get him on the phone. We have a sneaking suspicion might be these photos she posted online.
Yeah.
But let's find out. Hey, is this Ken?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, Ken, it's Frito and Katie from Y100. How you doing?
What is this? Can you hang on? I'm about to get on an elevator.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
You know, I actually really appreciate when people do this.
Do you?
Yeah, because, you know, it's always kind of weird to be, like, in the elevator listening to a one-sided phone call.
Oh, God, right? There's always
space
this.
And it's taken out of context. It sounds really weird.
Yeah.
So, I mean... Ken's sure. earning some brownie points with me.
It's only a live radio show, sure.
Hopefully he doesn't have many floors in his building.
I mean, we can wait all day.
What are you doing after this?
Hey, perfect. All right. Ken, you ready?
Yeah, who did you say this was?
Radio show, Ken.
Right. Frito and Katie, Y100. It doesn't matter. You do not have to have heard about us to accept this prize that we're offering you today.
Because we are. It's a prize.
Yeah. Someone signed you up to win an all-expenses-paid date night package.
Is this like a prank or something? I don't know who would do that.
Well, it's actually the girl you'd need to go out with in order to get this thing, Ken.
Yes.
So do you remember Allison? You have to, right? Because it sounds like y'all were actually pretty close.
Oh, damn it. I should have known. No, I can't.
Well, why no, man? What's going on?
I don't really think that's any of your business.
Fair.
That's
fair,
true.
Ken.
That's
fair.
True. But we're going to have to talk to her and explain why, like, you turned this down. And for what we understand, you just kind of disappeared with no explanation. So you'd really be helping us out here.
I don't know that I have the time to get into this right now.
Hey, we will be quick. We will be quick.
Promise.
And speaking of timing, is it she rushed into things? Like, did she start moving too fast? Is that the problem here, Ken?
What? No. It's way worse than that.
Worse.
Okay.
Yeah, I was ready to date this girl.
Oh.
Maybe even more down the road.
Oh.
I don't know. But now it's ruined.
Ruined?
Come on, man.
How?
Yeah.
She looks like my mom.
Huh?
She looks like my mom. A friend of mine saw a picture that she tagged me in, and ever since then, I can't unsee it.
Oh.
She looks like my mom. I don't even know if I can come back from that.
Wait. I'm sorry. I can't believe my ears right now. Are you telling me that your mom and your girl are smoking hot? Because I don't really... like, I don't see the room here. Congrats.
My God. She's on the phone?
Yes.
Yeah,
but don't worry. It's just Allison. You know, we don't have your hot mom on the line.
Not yet.
Stop it. Seriously. My mom is not hot.
Okay. Oh, since you brought it up, just tell me. Tell us. Like, how close is the resemblance? Seems like she might be.
I don't really want to talk about this with a couple of complete strangers.
Look, if it helps in any way, it might be a little bit more than that. You know, I'm just speaking real.
I don't even know what that means, but no.
Don't worry about it.
It's not helping.
Yeah.
Look, I think Allison's a great girl, but now I will always be questioning the relationship. And that doesn't seem healthy, right? And if anyone else notices, what happens if more people start to pick this up? Or if my mom starts to question it, I don't want to be known as the guy with the Oedipus complex. Like, no, thank you.
Yeah,
no,
it's
unfortunate, but I can't change my mind on this. I'm sorry.
This is gonna sound wild, okay? But I actually think there's something to this because I remember reading something about men being like predisposed to find a mate that looks like their mom.
No.
I see Frito's brain working overtime, but I actually think it's like an evolutionary thing on some level. Like, it's not that you are attracted to your actual mom.
No,
but you're looking for women who have similar characteristics, so she's kind of like your mom.
I swear that's a lie.
I'm just saying, I don't think you're the only person to have experienced this. Like, you can't be. You can't be.
Can we phone a few friends and ask around? Like, we can see if we can't get someone to convince you that this is, like, you know, worth overlooking. It's not that big of a deal.
Also, I mean, you know my hair isn't naturally blonde, right?
Like, good point!
This is something I can see that we would laugh about later, you know? Maybe even me, you, your mom.
Yeah. Stop bringing mom into it.
She can come on the date.
Oh, I hate you so much right now. But sure, whatever. I'll play along. I've got 20 minutes before this next meeting starts.
That's mountains of time, guys. Hang on the line for a second, okay?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.